The Turkish government is considering another vote in parliament on the deployment of U.S. forces on Turkish soil in preparation for a war in Iraq. Last weekend, Turkish lawmakers narrowly rejected a resolution that would allow 60,000 American combat troops access to Turkish military bases. Approval would release billions of dollars of U.S. aid for Turkey. It would also give the Turkish government a say in the conduct of the war. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara.
It's becoming increasingly clear that Turkey's leaders will hold another vote on the question of allowing U.S. deployments. The prevailing sentiment among analysts here is it will happen after Sunday, when a key regional by-election will pave the way for Recep Tayyip Erdogan to become a member of parliament, and soon after, Turkey's next prime minister. Erdogan, a man regarded with suspicion among Turkey's military establishment for his pro-Islamist sentiments, is now emerging as the party's chief pragmatist.
Sorumluluk makamında olanlar farkındadırlar ki atmaları gereken adımları.
In a speech to the party faithful yesterday, Erdogan urged his supporters to abandon any personal emotions and to consider the interests of the country first and foremost. Once elected, he seemed to imply, he would impose strict party discipline to ensure that the motion is successfully passed. If the motion doesn't pass and U.S. troops are not deployed here, many officials are worried that the Turkish military will forfeit its chance to enter northern Iraq. Turkey wants to prevent the creation of a Kurdish state in northern Iraq at all costs, for fear that it would create instability among Turkey's own Kurds. Ersel Aydinli is a professor of international relations at Ankara's Bilkent University. He says Turkish troops will have a hard time going into northern Iraq unless they cooperate with the Americans.
They can't just say no to the Americans and then decide following day to go in there alone. But they know that they have to go in there. That's becoming more and more the issue. So in essence, the catch for that will be allowing the U.S. to come in there.
With 95% public opposition to war here, many members of parliament felt compelled to reject the plan when it came to a vote on Saturday. But according to Ersel Aydinli, many of those same people are now starting to have second thoughts because they see war as inevitable.
If U.S. is going to do this, and a lot of Turks believe that U.S. is going to do this unilaterally, then probably 75-80% of the public opinion is coming to a point that if we stay out of this, we'll get screwed.
A steady stream of television images of ethnic Kurds broadcast throughout Turkey over the past 2 days is already starting to have an impact here. Thousands of ethnic Kurds in northern Iraq took to the streets to protest against the possibility of Turkish troops entering the region in the event of war. Turkish flags were burned and anti-Turkish slogans chanted. Turkey's foreign minister called it a provocation, and now the public is fuming. 38-year-old Mustafa Kurtu is a shopkeeper. I think the parliament should probably pass this bill now, he said. Then we could use it as an excuse to go into northern Iraq and pull the place apart. While most Turks are still overwhelmingly opposed to war, political analyst Hasan Ünal says politicians are now starting to ask the public this question.
If the war was to happen in any case, should we get involved in order to prevent Iraq's territorial integrity being endangered in order to make sure that there is no Kurdish state coming up in the region, then maybe 95% of the people would then say, yes, we should do all these things.
Washington, though, sees it differently. One senior State Department official said, quote, "We've been very clear about what we expect from the Turks. Their military would set up receiving centers in northern Iraq to prevent a major refugee flow into Turkey. That's the limit." Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.